shine brightly as well. Kids, if you came in and you didn't get a little handout with a bingo on the front, then please let the ushers know and they will hand it out to you. Throughout the service tonight, you'll find pictures on slides that will correspond to that, and then you just exit off. You'll maybe hear words spoken that will show up on your bingo cards, and eventually there is enough that you could get bingo tonight. If you do, please, you don't have to say bingo. We will trust you. You can tell your mom or dad quietly that you got bingo. And then after, if you got bingo, after the service, you can come up to the front and we have a little gift for you. So be paying attention, young ones, to that. We're going to begin with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Let us turn our minds and our hearts to worshiping the Father.
sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
It's close to bedtime. Join me in praying. Father, grant that our hearts be filled with the joy that only Jesus brings. This Christmas, may our hearts overflow with that joy, bringing your light and life and hope to others. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Create in us a fountain of joy. Stir in us a spirit ready to dance. Kindle in us the fire of gladness. Set loose in us songs of praise. For you are the one who comes with healing and blessing. Amen.
To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth
you have a seat, turn to your neighbor and say, have you heard the good news? I also want to say that we are very aware that this is a child-friendly service, and so we will give our kids lots of grace as they sit with us for the hour. Reading from Luke 1, 46 to 49, the angel answers, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is already in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord's greatness. My spirit finds its joy in God, my Savior, because he has looked favorably on me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will call me blessed, because the Almighty has done great things to me. His name is holy." Let us pray. Father, tonight we pray the prayer of Mary's inspired joy. Our soul proclaims the greatness of you, God. Our soul and spirit rejoices in you, our Savior. For you have looked with favor on your humble servants. From this day, all generations will call Mary blessed. The Almighty has done great things for us as well, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Amen.
Heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come. Oh, come.
shepherds hear good news. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let us pray. Prince of Peace, reveal yourself to us today. We need peace in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our church, and in our world. Help us to slow down and seek out the peace you provide, so we may become peacemakers, peacemakers for ourselves and to others. In your name, Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen.
You are the last, Lord, you're the honor.
Sit down, turn to someone and say, Jesus is the good news. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles, for the and for glory to your people Israel. Let us pray. Dear God, this Christmas Eve, we are so thankful that you are not a passive God. You are not a God who stands on the sidelines of our stories, but you have entered in. And you are in every detail, giving us hope when we seem to have lost our own. Thank you for not putting a limit on the peace and wholeness that you have gifted to us. Empower us to step fully into that wholeness this evening. Fully into that wholeness tomorrow, as we celebrate your arrival together, and fully into that wholeness every day in the future. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a reminder, we have two songs, and the second song is Silent Night. We're going to turn the lights off, and if you turn those candles off, turn them back on for Silent Night. Thank you.
To babe on bended knee, Savior of humanity, unto us a child is born, he shall reign story of amazing.
We have heard words given to Mary, words given to shepherds, words given to us, words of hope for what Christ's coming would mean for the world, for what Christ's coming would mean for each and every one of us. So I invite you to go in peace into this silent night and wait expectantly for Christ to come tomorrow morning and to come new ways in your life, in your family's life, in the life of the world. Go in peace. And kids, feel free to come on forward and receive your bingo prize.